W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a missing teenager from Reedsburg is recruiting volunteers for the search near Baraboo. Jimmy Koska has the latest.
Dozens of people were looking yesterday in an area where James Yablonski might be. James has an interest in survivalism and may be trying to live off the grid. Meanwhile, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department says it's shifting its focus to more targeted efforts so they don't push James somewhere where he might not be safe. The sheriff is asking volunteers to be careful in the woods. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Koska.
The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Washington County is one step closer to merging with Moraine Park Technical College. It's part of the current draft of the state budget passed Thursday. If it becomes law, the UWM campus in West Bend could become the second UW branch campus to close. UW-Platteville-Richland no longer offers in-person classes on campus. The legislature is set to vote on the state budget this week. There's one last push to keep funding for the Office of School Safety. It was created in 2018, right after the Parkland, Florida school shooting. OSS Director Trish Kilpin.
After each school shooting, we are asked what could have been done, what should have been done to prevent this enormous tragedy. We know the answer to that. We know that the answers lie in prevention, in intervention, and in assessment. And the Office of School Safety supports all of these practices in all of our schools.
The office will keep going without new money, but the Speak Up, Speak Out hotline would be shut down and Kilpin would be the only person left working there. The head of elections in Wisconsin is fighting for her job and fighting what she says are false claims about her work. Luke Mathers reports.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission will decide tomorrow whether or not to keep Administrator Megan Wolf in charge of the agency. In a letter to state lawmakers, Wolf says it would be irresponsible to allow false claims against her to keep going unchecked. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue has said Wolf probably doesn't have the 17 votes needed in the Senate for confirmation. After the Wisconsin Supreme Court allowed Frederick Prenn to keep serving on the Natural Resources Board after his term expired, Wolf's supporters have suggested she could stay on the job if commissioners deadlock on a new appointment. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
Former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus predicts Donald Trump will be on the stage when the Republican candidates for president debate in Milwaukee. Chris Christie criticized Trump in statements and interviews over the weekend. Priebus was on ABC's This Week yesterday.
We're in the world of, you know, middle finger politics in America, the world of WrestleMania politics, the world where, you know, attention is what everyone is seeking.
The GOP debate is August 23rd at Pfizer Forum. I'm Terry Bell.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Wood County residents are targeted again in cryptocurrency scams. The Wood County Sheriff's Department is seeing an increase in these scams in the past week. Victims are asked to put U.S. currency into cryptocurrency machines in exchange for Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency. The scammers then take control of the digital wallet and steal the money from the victim. They are targeting elderly people and individuals who are on the sex offender registry. If you are a victim to one of these scams, report it immediately. You can help stuff the bus by stuffing your belly at Taco John's in Wisconsin Rapids on Wednesday, July 12th. The Collaborative Community Initiative, led by United Way, makes sure every student has the supplies they need to learn for the upcoming school year. On Wednesday, July 12th, Taco John's will donate a portion of all sales between 4 and 8 p.m. to the United Way's Stuff the Bus initiative. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Guardians. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the Cleveland Guardians. Wade Miley is back in the mound after some time on the IL. The 36-year-old was asked about baseball's pitch clock and how he felt after his last outing.
I felt really good. I felt really, really good. Loved how the ball was coming out. I mean, I feel like with the pitch clock, and this is my opinion, I feel like the advantage is still on the pitcher, you know, especially when the hitter burns their timeout.
Although the bullpen did a good job filling in, the team needs the left-hander back in the rotation, manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the important thing. We've just gotten such quality from Wade every single time, every start, leaving the game in the lead or really in the game. And that's what's been, you know, consistent, and that consistency is going to get you a lot of W's.
Guardians manager Tony Francona was named the American League manager of the year last season. Cleveland battled back to beat the A's Wednesday night to improve to 2 games below .500.
The whole night was encouraging. And again, I'm glad we won because it's a lot more fun to talk about something after we win, but we're swimming upstream.
First pitch coming up in about an hour, 6:10 at Progressive Field. College football, Badgers wide receiver Marcus Allen announcing he's leaving the program today. Allen arrested in April at the Mifflin Street Festival in Madison. Police found him with an open intoxicant and a stolen gun in his backpack. NBA, the Bucks picked up two new players in the draft last night. Andre Jackson Jr. from the national champion UConn Huskies and Chris Livingston from Kentucky. NBA free agency is 2 weeks away. The Bucks GM John Horst asked about two players eligible to test the market, Brooke Lopez and Chris Middleton.
I think with the news on Chris Middleton, he had the ability to decline his option and the opportunity to eventually become a free agent if he chooses so. He's earned that opportunity.
John, what about Brooke Lopez?
Yeah, I mean, I can't comment or wouldn't comment on any optimism. I just, again, both of those guys specifically are core to who we have been, and we're hopeful that we can have them back.
That's the Bucks, John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Big Monday Happier Happy Hour, rolling into it. You ready, Dominic? You ready?
I've been born ready.
And the audience, they better be ready as well. 844-967-2789. You can call, you can text, or you can use that shiny new app like the Real Patriots do. Go update your Civic Media app. Please do yourself a favor. Because then all you got to do is hit the phone button. It'll go directly to the greatest radio show ever. You're listening right now. We appreciate that. Or the text. And the text come directly to my phone. So unlike for the last 4 years, I now read the text. Here's why I want to come back. Dom, you know we live in the great state of Wisconsin. Currently in this state, abortion effectively banned. 1849 law under effect. We've seen the electoral outcome. We know the Republicans really have no good answer for this. Now, I've made some bold statements, Tom, and most recently to Politico. I said Republicans will not win statewide office again while Roe v. Wade is no longer the law of the land, while women no longer have a legal right to abortive care if they so choose. And under Wisconsin law, they do not. Jennifer Rubin, a year after Dobbs, and let's not forget, there were some women's marches going on this weekend around the state, around the nation, but here's what Jennifer Rubin had to say. A year after Dobbs, the pro-choice movement has never been stronger. I'm going to read. A year after the Supreme Court decision in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization stripped women of nearly 50 years of constitutional protection to make their own healthcare decisions. Women have faced trauma and near-death experiences and have been deprived of medical care. That includes women who never contemplated having an abortion. The Dobbs aggravated shortage of doctors practicing obstetrics and gynecology, especially in rural areas, leaves millions of women without access to health care. In new polling, Dom, a recent KFF survey of 569 OBGYNs underscored the healthcare crisis Dobbs has wrought. 20% of respondents, and here's a quote, Dom, report they have personally felt constraints on their ability to provide care for miscarriages and other pregnancy-related medical emergencies since the Dobbs decision. That's OBGYNs. 44% of doctors and 6 in 10 practicing in states where abortion is banned or where there are gestational limits say their decision-making autonomy has become worse since the Dobbs ruling. And 36% nationally say their ability to practice within the standard of care has become worse. OBGYNs, that's what they're saying. And here's the worst of it. Again, a quote, Dom, most OBGYNs, 68%, said the ruling has worsened their ability to manage pregnancy-related emergencies. Large shares also believe that the Dobbs decision has worsened pregnancy-related mortality. 64% of OBGYNs hold that opinion. Racial and ethnic inequalities in maternal health, 70% hold that opinion. And the ability to attract new OBGYNs to the field, 55% say, oh, it's tougher now. Go figure. And if advocates of forced birth thought they were creating a baby boom, they may have miscalculated. More than half of OBGYNs nationally report that women are seeking contraception in greater numbers, especially through sterilization, 43%. And IUDs and implants, 47%. In short, women are making decisions that may preclude them from ever getting pregnant because they fear being trapped by forced birth laws. I got one more paragraph, Dom. Given those findings and the trail of horror stories about women denied proper care, it's no surprise that support for Roe v. Wade has never been higher. A recent NBC News poll found that 6 in 10 voters oppose the court's action. Nearly 80% of female voters, 18 to 49, and 2/3 of suburban women, 60% of independents, and even 1/3 of Republican voters oppose this court decision, Dobbs overturning Roe v. Wade. And young voters are especially shaken by the decision. Here's the whole indoctrination thing, Dom. Nearly 75% of college students say their decision to stay at their college is at least somewhat affected by abortion laws, according to a Lumina Foundation Gallup poll. What if you're a UW student from out of state, and all of a sudden it's your junior year and abortion's no longer legal? Well, that might make me consider undergrad work somewhere else, because you know what? I sure as hell am not going to be dictated to by my what? Non-residential state government? If I'm a student from Illinois paying out-of-state tuition to go attend UW, but I can't have abortive rights? I don't have rights when I cross the state line? Are you freaking kidding me? Or my kid doesn't?
Oh, Senator Johnson has a solution for you. And while, yes, he said it might get messy, you can just go back to Illinois. That's his big solution. Remember that, folks. Jennifer Rubin, writing in the Washington Post, she goes on to quote the New York Times, reported on the shift in the public opinion. Here's a quote from the Times. For the first time, a majority of Americans say abortion is morally acceptable. For the first time, Crudy. Most now believe abortion laws are too strict. They are significantly more likely to identify, in the language of polls, as pro-choice over pro-life for the first time in 2 decades. While Republicans and those identifying as pro-life have historically been most likely to see abortion as a litmus test, now they are less motivated by it, while Democrats and those identifying as pro-choice are far more so. And there were sudden and significant jumps in support for legalized abortion post-Dobbs among some groups, including Republican men and Black Protestants. Now, Jennifer Rubin goes back to her piece. It's not just polls that reveal the shift. In the 2022 midterms, numerous Democrats in swing states seats leaned into the abortion issue and won. and a pro-choice judge notched a double-digit win in Wisconsin's Supreme Court race in April. Girl Janet, ballot propositions protecting abortion rights have won in all contests since Dobbs. At a time when Republicans are struggling to hold on to women and suburban voters, the abortion issue may substantially affect voting patterns for years to come. House Democrats' pro-choice caucus and every House Democratic leader, including former Speaker Pelosi, held a press conference Friday highlighting their effort to force an up or down vote on the Women's Health Protection Act that would enshrine Roe into federal law. Democrats, who have 210 votes from their side for the discharge petition, challenged Republicans to come up with the 8 additional votes needed to force a vote. Calling Dobbs part of the Supreme Court Hall of Shame, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries excoriated the court, saying it had restricted and limited and undermined freedom of women all across America. A number of Democrats spoke passionately about the suffering inflicted on women by what they call a corrupt Supreme Court filled with right-wing co-conspirators. Friday's speakers decried the assault on personal freedom, a value Democrats appear more than ready to embrace as Republicans ban abortions, ban books, and target the LGBTQ plus community. With suffering and humiliation are motivating Democrats to accuse Republicans of turning women into second-class citizens. Yeah! For years, many Democrats avoided even using the word abortion. Now, they're putting abortion in the larger context of freedom, dignity, and self-determination. In North Carolina on Saturday, Vice President Harris delivered a stirring speech stressing that extremist Republicans in Congress have proposed to ban abortion nationwide. Nationwide! But I have news for them. We're not having that. And then she added, the majority of Americans, I do believe, agree that one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body. We do have a little bit of sound on this, Evan, the Vice President speaking. If we're ready for it, let's go to cut number 3, the healthcare heroes.
I was talking with some folks backstage about the fact that in times like this, in times of struggle, in times of hardship, these moments also reveal the heroes among us.
And that they do. They really, everyone knows where they stand, right? VP Harris, cut number 4.
How dare they attack our fundamental rights? How dare they attack our freedom?
That's not the freedom Republicans often describe when they claim freedom constantly, right? Freedom for them, less so for women.
Especially for women. Vice President Harris, cut number 5, please.
We, all of us, are now called upon to advance the promise of freedom, including the freedom of every woman to make decisions about her own body, not the government telling her what to do.
Yeah, the Republicans sure love that governmental forced birthing thing, right? The outrage. We have the outrage. Cut number 6, please.
I was actually on my way traveling from Washington, D.C. to a maternal health event in Illinois when I heard the news. Outraged, I called my husband, Doug. Because there were a collection of words that were coming to mind that would not have been proper for me to speak with some other people.
Right on. Last cut, Vice President Kamala Harris, cut number 7, please.
The United States Congress must pass legislation to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade. And when they
folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a big Monday edition, a happier happy hour. We're always happiest when you join us. Call 844-967-2789. And Dom, rumor has it, shiny new app, getting a text telling me Devil's Advocates being heard in Winona, Minnesota right now on 1490 AM, The Eagle.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186. All into this, Gingras Thompson & Walks.
GTWLawyers.com. Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 54. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 83. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to about 59. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Low 80s, Wednesday and Thursday, with storms possible both days.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 71.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates, a radio show. Your call is always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you know, we probably should have told the audience earlier. We're up for a Best of Madison category, Best Radio Personalities, you and I. This has been the case for the entire month of June. I don't think we've mentioned it prior. We should have, because presumably everyone that's qualified in the category has their own radio show and their own radio audience, and they're encouraging their radio audience to vote. But I haven't even done so yet either.
Right.
I believe it's Channel 3000 Best of Madison. We'd appreciate your consideration for best radio personalities or hosts or whatever they call us. You can only vote once. You got to have a clean email address, but some have pointed out to me, I have several emails. Right. I'm like, only if we'd have thought to activate those people by telling them that we, you know, we'll probably take third place now because we didn't bother promoting our own appearance.
We got plenty of days left. Plenty of days left.
We got like this week. So anyways, vote for us now because next week's the 4th of July, right?
Vote for me. I'll set you free. Yes, vote now. Channel3000.com, I guess.
Yes, I think we're under entertainment. I haven't actually verified that. I know we were in the preliminary round, and then I saw on the social medias that we'd made it through, but I haven't actually gone through and
voted. There's like multiple rounds. Excellent.
Yes, we made it through the preliminaries. Now we're in the finals, but we're going to fail miserably for lack of self-promotion. You know, we're usually good about bragging.
Damn it.
Oh, man. Of all the times to become humble. 844-967-2789. As you can't remember last Tuesday or Friday, I'm just going to put it down as a memory lapse. Mark from Sussex. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Thanks for taking my call. I guess, is that the 20% approval rating, Vice President Kamala Harris? And I just want to stipulate that I am adopted and I'm very pro-life, obviously. And but, you know, the Republicans are going to turn this on the Democrats because while I'm adopted and while I believe in and I'm pro-life, I think the bottom line is, the Democrats have swayed so far left with I think you've got to put some type of, is it 6 weeks? Is it 12 weeks? Is it 12, whatever that number is.
We had a number, and Mark, and then they undid the number, man. What number are you fine with?
I don't know what the magic number is, but I cannot believe that we cannot come up with a number and we all live with it.
Sure, but that's not the current law, sir.
That's going to turn the, well, it's state by state there, my friend. So it's going to be.
Yeah, and right now, Mark, we're under 1849 law, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, women, you have no rights, Mark. Right now, women have no rights in the state of Wisconsin. Do you think that's acceptable?
Not at all. Again, you're missing my point. I'm 100% against abortion, but there's got to be some compromise on both sides. And I think that's where the Republicans are going to turn the screws on to the Democrats. And again, listen to Kamala Harris. That little crying,
all right, Mark,
little
if I may, Roe v. Wade, didn't Roe v. Wade mark like 24 weeks? Wasn't that what Roe
weeks.
V. Wade did? We had a number, Mark, and then the Republicans went after that. So how about 24 weeks? Are you fine with that? Let's go back to Roe.
24 weeks is way unacceptable. That's 6 months. Are you freaking kidding me?
And who are you to decide what's acceptable for a woman? What makes you the righteous one to make that determination, Mark? What qualifies you?
Well, again, I'm going to go back that I was not aborted, and thank God, because I'm here. And again, I don't know what the magic.
I know, but that
is.
Just that in and of your existence is not a qualification, Mark. You're the one having the kid, man. You know what I'm saying? What about you gives you the right to tell any woman at what point they can or cannot have an abortion, Mark?
Okay, again, I want to go back. I'm for putting some type of a period of time in there for the mom's life.
Okay, you said 24 weeks is too long. Then what do you suggest, Mark?
6 months. You can't determine if you're going to have this child in 6 months.
You know what? I'm going to allow medical professionals to make these determinations. And the problem I have with the current, 6 weeks or 12 weeks or 15 weeks is these determinations are not being made by medical professionals. I would prefer to allow a woman to make that decision with her doctor, because if there were some late-term complications, God forbid, well, a woman should still have the right to seek abortive care if that is what the doctor recommends in the third trimester, if that's what the doctor says is appropriate because of some problem. Which happens. Luann from Hale's Corners. Welcome, Luann. What do you got for us?
Hi, Luann.
Well, you were saying exactly what I was thinking, is that I don't understand why anyone else should make that decision for me. It's my decision, and it's up to me if I'm the woman that's pregnant, whether or not I can have this child. Maybe there is a medical complication, maybe there isn't, but why should I have to explain that to anyone? Why should I have to give details about the rape or whatever, the incest? That's just unacceptable to me. So thank you for standing up for us. There is no acceptable time limit. There's no compromise here. We have to protect the rights of women. And you can be against abortion and still protect our rights.
Well, I feel like...
Just saying.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with you, Luann. And I would say we've been chastised before. We do not negotiate away the rights of women. When we're asking someone for a timeline, we're asking for them to set some sort of standard. If there is any glimmer of a silver lining, Mark from Sussex described himself as a pro-life conservative that did make himself available to some compromise. And I'm not saying you should negotiate with Mark, but at least he's open to the thought. Come back, more devils.
This This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
If you're searching for a lawn service that delivers exceptional results, S. Johnson Lawn Service is at your service. With years of experience in the industry, their team specializes in custom designs and complete remodels. And S. Johnson Lawn Service is now hiring drivers and a licensed fertilizer technician. They're also willing to train. Visit sjohnsonlawnservice.com or call 715-305-4729 today for a free estimate. That's 715-305-4729. S. Johnson Lawn Service, quality landscaping and design services at competitive prices.
Welcome to Stone Age Gem Mineral and More.
Hi, I find myself worrying a lot at work.
I have a stone to help with that.
Really? My anxiety has been through the roof lately.
I have a crystal for that. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More is here for you. Find a natural solution to your everyday needs. Customize your healing with the help of knowledgeable staff. Find us on Facebook and start your healing journey today. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We have a crystal for that.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
You use. Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Random serpentine through fatty coils emerging. Some other thought it's thinking this life.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Happier Happy Hour Monday edition. Going back to the phones at 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
I'm doing well, guys. I hope you are.
Yes, thank you.
I've got a comment, I think probably for Mark, but just in general. I'm 72. I've done a lot of things in my life. One thing I've not done, I've not been pregnant. I do not, I empathize, I sympathize, I care for pregnant women. I like them. But I cannot understand what happens in your body when you get pregnant and you're carrying a human being for 9 months around the world. I mean, that's beyond my thinking capacity. And I don't think there's any man out there, and I don't care if he's on the Supreme Court, who knows what it means to be a pregnant person. So I don't want to hear them tell anyone what to do. I don't trust my doctor. Do you think I would trust a politician with my body health? Not hardly. Thank you, boys.
Well, thank you, Bob. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. Mark, what do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, it's interesting. Thanks for taking my call, guys. It's interesting that Republicans are so against diversity, equity, and inclusion on campus. And they're constantly complaining about the campuses aren't diverse enough with more Republicans, and Republicans aren't given the same equity or included in the same way that the rest of the students are. So that you know, the rank hypocrisy that I see there is kind of telling. I mean, why are they so frightened of there being a little bit of diversity on
they serve from the minority bar
diversity on campus.
Because, buddy,
yeah, but life is
they don't win over the majority of the electorate any longer. They can only serve by suppressing votes on campus. And, rigging the map through a very partisan gerrymandering process. Because other than that, I mean, these Republicans really have no future in governance. They don't even like governance, Mark. You know that. You listen and watch.
Oh, yeah, I know
that. Pay attention.
I know that because, I saw that as a public servant, that they decry public service, but a lot of them are professional politicians and spawn professional politicians. You know, for example, Scott Walker's sons, I think they're both working in political campaigns or looking forward to running for office and having or being connected to that whole thing there.
Well, you know, when you're raised adjacent to greatness, like their dad was close to great and rich people, mostly the donor class, and they knew what it was like. They just don't have the right DNA, unfortunately.
Well, and we know here in the state of Wisconsin, some of the criticism of the GOP and their attacks on the UW system, to again reiterate the Jennifer Rubin piece, according to Illumina Foundation Gallup Pulse, nearly 75% of college students say their decision to stay at their college is at least somewhat affected by abortion laws.
Well, and the number of women 18 to 49, like 80% of them think the court's wrong on Dobbs. That starts to be a pretty big majority. Hard to win over if you can't win 80% of women. Although Donald Trump seemed to figure it out in 2016. 844-967-2789. Your call is generally welcome here. Jake from Milwaukee. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Well, that's because Donald Trump is like one of the most handsome men in the entire world for orange people. Just saying. I don't like it. And when people say they're pro-life, they're not. Okay. Just stop it. I mean, if you're cool with your politicians letting anyone buy a military weapon and mowing down tons of people year after year, day after day, you're not pro-life. If you're cool with COVID killing millions of people and hurting them afterwards, you're not pro-life. If you're cool with PFAS in your water and poop in your water to pollute that, you're not pro-life. I mean, stop it. You're not. Just, you're forced birth. You're pro-fetus. You're,
They're pro donor,
whatever you want to call you.
The pro donor. But let's make sure we articulate it properly, Jake. I think we need to specifically state that the Republicans are pro forced government birthing. The government is the one forcing this to happen, right? And this is their will, right? This is the Freedom Caucus, right? These are the Republicans that are all about their freedom and liberties, right? But they would use the force of government to mandate that a raped or person who was a victim of incest, a woman would, or a child, be forced to carry that burden until birth. And then what? Then what? Well, then they don't give a damn.
Yeah, you're right. I would imagine you wouldn't even see a law that would say, hey, if you get a woman pregnant, the man will have to be forced to pay up, you know, by government law. You'll never see that law. They don't even do that at all. But, you know, you would think that, you know, if they'd want women to carry their babies to term, they would, you know, think about maybe what? Child care, medical insurance, you know. Stuff
oh,
that women need.
Slow down.
I mean, yeah, no, don't worry about it. It's in God's hands.
Jake, that gets really messy. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, and I would remind those that are unfamiliar with his own family trust policy, his children are entitled to one child out of wedlock, but a second child out of wedlock would get them disowned from the family trust. And this so
they
is,
wouldn't get paid if they had they wouldn't get two paid. Children out of wedlock.
A
so it'd
second
be, if
child
money
out of
on
wedlock.
The line, when Pa passes, if I have a second child out of wedlock, that would be a disincentive. So almost an incentive, perhaps, to have an abortion.
Absolutely. Mathematically, just saying. Ron, you're the guy putting bounties on babies. Also, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said famously or infamously, depending on your point of view, I think it's probably the latter, that, you know, it's a parent's responsibility to care for their child. It's their problem. Now, I went out to a press conference the day after Ron said that, and I followed up. And much like Mark from Sussex, I was in the foster care system. I can't speak exactly to Mark's experience, but after the death of my mom, and at the time we thought my dad was dead, I didn't realize there was a DNA guy down in Florida at the time, but anyways, found him later. But I was under the impression, and the state of Wisconsin was under the impression that, you know, I was a ward of the state, had to go see a judge every 6 months, the honorable Maria Kruger. I had to go tell her, no, I've been mostly good.
Mostly good.
Mostly, well, you know, can't lie to a judge. Mostly good. Didn't want to perjure myself.
Were you on the roll?
But here's the point. So I went up to the press conference. I said, Ron, I don't know if you know my history, because we've talked to Ron on a personal level a couple times. So proud of those designated S-Corp tax credits. We've talked about tax policy and how it affects our own individual families. But I said to Ron, well, Ron, you know, my mom died. And I said, what about the state's responsibility for the raising of me as a ward of the state of Wisconsin? Where do you see me fitting into that equation?
Right,
young
great
Crudy.
Question.
Oh, no, of course. And I asked him one more follow-up question, and he gave a similarly slippery to what to do with the people like me, you know, the Marks of the world or the Crudies of the world, those of us that lost parents relatively younger. He was adopted, he stated. Well, perhaps there was financial incentive or care costs provided by the state of Wisconsin. And
socialism.
Socialism, you might call it. But Ron Johnson did reiterate at the time, but, you know, help, society can't afford to take care of the rest of the kids. That's the parents' problem. Well, what if you made a decision as a mom or a expectant mother early in whatever? It's your body. You should make the decision when it sets forth. But you say, you know what? I can't afford this. I don't want to lose my good graces and dad's trust fund, perhaps. Can't afford the baby. Well, Republicans want you to have the baby, but they don't see any responsibility of society to provide any financial assistance with raising the baby.
I don't even get that far. The Republicans think if you can't afford the baby, you shouldn't be having sex. Let's just get real about it. That's exactly what the mentality is for the mega GOPs.
And you, so many Republicans,
have sex, you better be ready to have a baby. And if you can't afford to have a baby, you shouldn't be having sex. Because God forbid you get pregnant, and God forbid you use, you know, any sort of birth control, which we know they are coming out now. After now, we talked about this last week. A local state legislator
Chuck
from
Witchkers.
Chuck. We talked about Chuck last week, right here from Wisconsin. So they want to get rid of the abortion. They want to get rid of the birth control. So really, what it comes down to is Republicans are anti-sex for pleasure. Can't do that unless your purpose is to have a baby. And then bring it to term and raise it as a nice white Christian nationalist child, it's not their problem. You shouldn't be having sex.
Well, they don't care if she has pleasure. I bet they're pleasured.
I think they think that's a myth.
844-962-7789. They've read about it once.
You know. It's the birth control. It just increases the infidelity. It's just terrible for the Republicans. They can't handle that.
Tom from Cedarburg. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. Crudy, boy, you made most of my points. And you're just that's what you're just talking about. I would say too, it's part of the healthcare issue in that they're just cheapskates, and they'd rather give the money back in tax breaks to the millionaires.
Well, those are the real job creators, Tom. Just ask Ron Johnson. Yeah.
Overseas. Yeah, the job creators overseas. But I mean, it should be years ago, 100 years ago, there's when a gal got pregnant and it was going to be a burden on her family. There was places for her to live and to be able to have the child and then, you know, come back in society and, you know, to make it. Society needs to pay for human beings, and that means if a gal gets pregnant, it shouldn't be a burden on her financially, either to have assistance in her home or to go someplace to be okay, but no cost. Also, that baby, if she wants it or not, if she doesn't want it, should be no cost to have it adopted. For the people who want to adopt, now it could be $50,000 to adopt a child. It's just insane. It's hurting society. It should be free to adopt. It should be free to the gal to have the child and all the way through. And also, obviously, if you look at Europe and Canada, the population is healthier by having everyone have health insurance, and you have more healthy workers mentally and physically. I mean, it's just they're shooting themselves in the foot by not being generous and, you know, doing the right thing.
Well, Tom, yeah. If you give people Medicare for all, how are you going to lock them into their crappy job that provides insurance? You know what I mean? It's an incentive for the job creators to help keep you where they want you. Thanks for the call, Tom.
I don't see any benefit to the rich donor class to doing the right thing by working class people who might need a little bit of help paying for the kids. And most importantly, it's the child care, right? The child care. The gap.
They just cut that here.
Yes. Republicans took $320 million, I believe, out of the state budget in extension of COVID childcare funding. And again, we're sitting on a $7 billion surplus, and they show us their priorities aren't actually what the...
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 54. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 83. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 59. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday and Thursday, 82. Wednesday, 84. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Baby, here I am. And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. But stick around, Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show coming up next. But you can join us right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, people using the Civic Media.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From beautiful Turtle Creek Stadium in misty Traverse City, Michigan, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters head north to the state to take on the Traverse City Pit Spitters. And good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 13:20 a.m. Well, it was a game for the Rafters in Battle Creek yesterday where they absolutely put on a dominant performance, taking down the Battle Jacks 13-3. So today they're looking to find a way to take down this Traverse City team, who's first in the Great Lakes East Division, 17-10. They were absolutely slaughtered yesterday against Madison, losing 15-4, so they're looking to get back to winning ways. The Rafters are 15-12 right now. They are sitting at third in the Great Lakes West Division. They're a half game behind the two first place teams, so for them, behind Green Bay and behind Wausau, they're tied with Madison right now at 15-12 record. So it's a big opportunity for them to hopefully push towards that first place role, because they're only half game back. Four teams right now in the Great Lakes West Division are fighting in for that 1-2 spot, because only two teams make the playoffs. So that's big for the Rafters, and for today, they're going to be getting started with the pitching. Kalen Graham will be getting the start on the mound, the right-handed pitcher from North Central Texas Junior College, so he'll be put in at pitcher. Hogan Haligzo will be back at the catcher's role. He'll be at catcher. Jack Basir at first base. He's back in the lineup after a two-game absence. Ty Johnson at second base, the reliable second baseman, and Shane Taylor back in the lineup once again at third base, and Garrett Broussard at shortstop. Anthony Galliston will be slotted in at left field. The Coastal Carolina product wasn't in the lineup yesterday, but now back today, he'll be put in at left. Logan Hugo at center, and Brendan Bobo, a two-home run day yesterday for him. He's put in at right field. As for the Pit Spitters, a team that has lost four of their past six games, 17-10 overall, they're going with Aaron Gustafson out of Masters University. and Fontana, California. So he'll be getting the start on the mound. Tyler Minnick at catcher. Camden Trafficante at first base. Devin Huechel at second. Glenn Miller over at third base. And Dylan Carey at shortstop. Pitt Spitters outfield consists of Andrew Manley at left, Parker Brocious at center, and Jack Crichton, the Clemson right fielder, put in at the nine position. So for the Rafters today, it is big. It was a big day yesterday, obviously scoring 13 runs. It was one of their most biggest performances of the year. They also had 13 hits as well, so they were a team that just found ways to, excuse me, 12 hits. They were a team that just really got going from the jump. Had a run in the first, three runs from Brendan Bobo, a three-run shot in the second inning. So Bobo had a two-home run day yesterday. He had a five RBI day total, and they absolutely put a hurting on the Battle Jacks team because the day before they lost 2-0, so it was a game for them, only having one hit, and they were shut out. It was a first of both times this year that has happened. But today, on a misty and windy evening, cloudy all around here in Traverse City, the Rafters taking on the Pitt Spitters for the first time since 2021, where these two teams split the season series. They split here in Traverse City, and they also split in back in Wisconsin Rapids. So head coach Kirk Schreider meeting right now with his friend Josh Rebent, the Pitt Spitters manager. So Rebent and Kirk Schreider meeting in the batter's boxes right now with the umpires. But a big opportunity for this Rafters team. So here in Traverse City, it is a beautiful stadium, Turtle Creek. One of the nicest, if not the nicest, in the Northwoods League. You have upper decks all around and beautiful seating and a great turf field. So this is all turf field. This is the second turf field the Rafters played on, this one and Green Bay. So Strider and Rebent having exchanging laughs with each other and talking for a bit, but they head back to their respected dugouts. So big things for the Rafters today, continuing to bat well. When they bat well, they're so tough to beat because they have great pitching, and Kalen Grimm is definitely one of those guys. He is a guy that has five games appeared in with a 1-0 record, 15 innings pitched with 10 hits and 7 runs. He's allowed five walks, but has acquired 17 strikeouts at a 2.40 ERA. So Pitt Spitters introducing their lineup now. But Traverse City batting 253 as a team. They have 158 runs, 231 hits, 142 RBIs, and they've been struck out 187 times. But you look at it, a team that's first in the Great Lakes East Division, but kind of on a slump right now, losing four of their past six games, and they just lost to the interdivision rival of the Rafters, Madison, getting absolutely destroyed 18-5. So they're going to have to find a way to get back to their winning ways, because we know this is a team that is really good. They started the season 14-6. They've lost two straight, but they're a half game ahead of Rockford in the Great Lakes East Division. So they've been first in the East Division for majority of the season. The Rafters are right there, though, obviously being a half game back, fighting their way. They've been in and out. They've been first at times. They've dropped down to fifth, but you look at it, I think it's a four-team race between all these Great Lakes West teams. The Rockers, the Woodchucks, the Mallards, and the Rafters all have 12 losses, but the Woodchucks and Rockers have 16 wins compared to the Rafters and the Mallards of 15. But this game is getting going just in about here in about 8 minutes. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
So back here in Traverse City, national anthem just coming up here. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR. We'll be back for first pitch coming up shortly.